Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's up, and welcome to a very short episode of the MegaCast. We're off this week. It's Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble. But you know what? As a gift to all of you. All right, I had an opportunity to talk to Bianca Belair from the WWE, and I'm not going to pass up that chance, and I figured this would be a great place to put it. A, as a thank you to all the MegaCast listeners, all the wrestling MegaCast listeners that listen to the show, and it's always great getting to chat with Bianca Belair, who will be wrestling at Survivor Series this weekend, Saturday, on the Peacock Network. You could check that out. Part of a big War Games match, which... if that last woman standings match against Bayley is any indication, this match is going to be bonkers. And it's her, Alexa Bliss, Asuka, Mia Yim, a surprise partner, taking on Damage Control, which is Bayley, Dakota Kai, Io Sky, Nikki Cross, and Rhea Ripley. And that's going to be in a War Games match. So take a quick momentary break. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know how this thing works, but maybe there'll be a break right here. And when we return, I'll be chatting with Bianca Belair on the MegaCast. Hey, Bianca.
Hello.
How's it going?
Everything is good. Everything's great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Excited, obviously, for Survivor Series, which is happening this weekend on Peacock. It's going to be you with a team of Alexa Bliss, Asuka, Mia Yim, a mystery partner, taking on Damage Control. Before we talk about that, I got to ask you, I just saw the picture on your social media. It was of a little girl dressed as you as Halloween. How insanely cool and trippy is that to see somebody not only dress as you as Halloween, but just crush it with the costume?
It's something that I would never, ever get used to.
Right.
It really just brings, it brings me so much joy. And it kind of, it's like crazy. I'm like, whoa, y'all doing me better than me. who made your costume? Because they need to make me some gear. Can they make me some? But no, it's amazing. They're really my why. You know, I think back to all the role models that I had growing up, and you know, my role models were Gail Devers and FloJo and Dominique Dawes, and they really inspired me to be the person I am today. So it's really cool to know that I have this platform where I'm inspiring other little girls, and just, you know, really cool to know that it's going to take them somewhere in life and it's going to inspire them.
Oh, it's so awesome. That's funny you said that, because I know you make a lot of your gear, if not all of your gear. And so it's for you to be like, who made that gear? That's got to be a compliment to like whoever it was that made. It's like, damn. All right, I impressed Bianca not only with the costume, but also the gear.
Yeah. Like, make me some.
I saw you post about your gear with when you went to Saudi Arabia and how you had to put that together with like sewing it on the road, gluing it. And it was, I mean, you know, obviously covers all the body. And it looked phenomenal. The gear was so badass. Your gear always, you crush it with your gear. But were you nervous then that you had to, like, you're putting it together with glue and you're not sure if it's 100% ready? Like, I'd be scared that there would be like some kind of a rip in the middle of the match.
Oh, I'm always scared just because I do make it myself. So I'm always paranoid. I'm always double stitching everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I didn't have time to make my gear because I wasn't home at all. And I had to make it on the plane, the bus, the hotel, like the locker room. But ironically, I put it on and it split right down the middle. So I had to restitch it right before I went out.
Oh,
but I always wear clothes underneath. I'm so paranoid because I make it myself.
Yeah, it's the last thing you want to do in the middle of a show. And you're like, oh, wait, I just feel, I'm feeling some air against some spots I'm not supposed to be feeling. Then this might be a dumb question because you always have new gear, it feels like. And I know, what do you do with the old gear? Do you just kind of pack it away? Do you don't, like, what happens to the old gear?
I keep it. I cannot part with my gear. You know, especially for like the premium live events and the big matches. I make my gear with intention to only wear it once so that every single gear has sentimental value. I can look at a gear and it takes me right back to that match, right back to that moment. I feel all those emotions again. So I pack it and put it away. And my husband jokes, he's like, we're going to be like one of those U-Haul storage trailers because we're running out of room, but I can't part with them. I can't sell them, donate them or anything. Like they stay right with me.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a scrapbook of all the great memories from, I get it. That would be something you can look back on and be like, oh, I remember I used this at WrestleMania or I did this at SummerSlam or something.
Yep.
Speaking of the Crown Jewel.
Yep, exactly.
The Crown Jewel match with you and Bayley was just, I mean, it was so incredible. It was so much fun to watch and it was so creative. How much fun did you guys have in that ring, you know, knowing that, like, hey, we're doing stuff that has not been done in a last person standing match before, and it was just phenomenal.
It was so much fun. You know, for one, it was an honor to be able to have a last woman standing match in Saudi Arabia, like as women and be able to have that type of match. And, you know, you watch a lot of last men standing last matches and women matches, and they typically, like, you know, all kind of, you know, fall within a certain guidelines. Yep. And so it's really cool to be able to go out there and be creative and bring something to the table that's different and make it stand out. And we also got to drive golf carts in Saudi Arabia, which, you know, we're always grateful to be a part of change when it comes to women. Yeah. And knowing that women can now drive to Saudi Arabia. So we were like, we want to drive here and showcase that and celebrate that. And so we, you know, we really got to do a lot of cool things. It was amazing.
Oh, and just, I mean, taking that, the 450 when you landed on the chairs, I think everybody watching probably felt the pain when that happened.
I still feel it.
So what is that like on a flight back? Because, I mean, that's not a short, quick flight. And here you are probably sore as all hell. And that's got to be like, I don't know. I'd be like, we need a massage table in the plane that I could be on for the entire trip back.
Yeah, I mean, it's like an 18-hour flight. And we really got on the flight, left the show, and got directly on the flight. My back was swollen. It was a lot. It's a lot of just, you know, we're always hurt.
Yeah.
But the goal is to never be injured. But we're always hurt, and the bumps and the bruises and the scrapes. It's a sacrifice, but it's so worth it. It really is.
Oh, and then you got this upcoming weekend. I mean, talk about bumps and bruises. I mean, I don't think you could walk away from a War Games match without bumps and bruises. It's you, like I mentioned, along with Alexa Bliss, Asuka, Mia Yim, and a mystery partner taking on Damage Control. That's got to be one where you're just like, oh boy, what am I getting myself into? These are such iconic matches, and they're not matches that are, I mean, no, like you said, you're always walking away with bumps and bruises, but that's one that you're guaranteed to have that happen.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to you have to be in the mental space when you go into these matches, knowing that it's going to get brutal, knowing that you're going to walk away with some type of bump or bruise or scrape. You know, you have to go to the dark side in order to win. I mean, it's not your traditional match. It's two rings, you know, on top of that, inside of a cage, and then on top of that with weapons. You know, you can bring out whatever you want: tables, ladders, chairs, candlesticks, garbage cans. Like, who knows what's going to happen? It's unpredictable. It's wild. It's crazy. It's probably going to be somebody trying to jump off the top of the cage. You just have to go in with the mindset that you know what you're getting yourself into, and you kind of have to just put it in the back of your mind and just, you know, go with it.
All right, so silly question. What's your favorite weapon to use on somebody in a match, and also what's the one that you hate having used on you?
Well, my favorite weapon to use is my braid, of course.
Yes.
Because I have a built-in weapon on my body, but I will say I only use it. My number one rule is do not touch my hair. So whenever I get into a fight, the girls always want to grab my hair. And if you grab my hair, you're going to get the hair whip. But I definitely love using my braid. The one thing that I don't, that's like hurts really bad to take, I would say I went through a table with Bailey. She slammed me through a table, and that hurt so bad.
Oh, I bet.
and maybe a Kindle stick. You know, people don't realize that those things hurt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You see the marks instantly start showing up. Yeah. I saw you tweet, and you were talking about your man Montez Ford and how if he was on Dancing with the Stars, he would kill it on that. And I was thinking, I was like, well, what TV show would you, whether it be a reality show or a scripted show, but what TV show would you love to make an appearance on?
Ooh, that's a good question. So it is my dream to be on Family Feud. Like, I want to be on Family Feud. I don't know if I would do good because I'm not good under pressure or with a time limit or, like, I'm very indecisive, but I would love to take my family on there and be a part of Family Feud.
I just want to be on that show.
And I think I would be Hot Ones. I think I would actually suck at Hot Ones.
I would love to do that. The Family Feud, though, would just be fun just to yell good answer every time anyone says anything. It's a good answer, good answer. I just love that show.
Even when it's...
Yeah, it doesn't even matter. It's a terrible answer. Just a good answer no matter what. Well, Bianca, obviously killing it as the Raw Women's Champion. The reign has been incredible. The matches with Bayley. I mean, you just never put on a bad match. And I mean that, like, from your matches with Becky Lynch to matches with Bayley. I'm looking forward to the War Games match. It's going to be incredible. It's just been a blast to watch and just see the impact that not only you're having on fans of wrestling, but also the younger fans, like we talked about earlier. I hope that you look back on everything that you've done in the WWE, and obviously there's plenty more to come, but you got to be like, man, I'm crushing it.
I'm very proud of my journey. I am. And I love the fact that I have the reputation that, you know, I'm, you know, Big Match Bill Larry, you know, Bianca Belair is going to be in the match, going to show up and show out. But I have to give credit to the women that I'm in the ring with. I'm in the ring with some amazing women. Our roster is amazing, so talented and so diverse. But I love the reputation. I just, now I'm just trying to continue to live up to that reputation and, you know, live up to it at War Games, because it's going to be a rough one, but, you know, I want my team to come out on top.
And this Saturday, Survivor Series is happening. War Games is the match that you'll be a part of, and you can check it out on the Peacock Network, and it's going to be a blast. Bianca, I always appreciate you taking time to chat with us, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. All right, big thanks to Bianca Belair again this Saturday. Check her out. November 26th. It's happening on the Peacock Network Survivor Series. Always one of my favorite of the shows that the WWE puts on. It's a holiday treat. So you can watch that again on the Peacock Network, Bianca Belair. And we'll be back next week. Ted and I, have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We love doing it just because it's two buddies getting the chat and just catch up. But more importantly, what we are thankful for is that people download it and listen to it. And that's, we don't take that lightly. Anytime we get tweets and messages from people that are listening, it's like, oh, that's so cool. It's a couple of knuckleheads just chatting and shooting the S. And for some reason, you guys are enjoying that. And that means the world to us. So thank you and have a great Thanksgiving. Eat, be merry. Don't argue with your family over stupid stuff. It's not worth it. And we'll catch you next week. Follow us on Twitter @TheMegacast.